confined. Nothing but a precise second hand is moving within the solitary stillness of this house. I convalesce and convalesce while reading the daily wallpaper. Knick-knacks cling tightly to their positions, dumbly flaunting their faded novelty close to books of past power that slump on their shelves like half-fallen dominoes. Fatigued by the familiar and glued down by gravity, I lie back, later sit up, then move about, then sit again, a restless captive of fever and furnishings. Every other person in the world just now is elsewhere and occupied. Have I secretly died? Snap, replies the house, settling. I lie back down close to my accurate quartz-driven clock, whose second hand counts out 60 clockwise clicks, and on until the wallpaper blurs and nothing occurs.